think it's very telling and an interesting point in the parsha, the beginning of Parsha's Behar, Pasuk Dalet, the Pasuk says, Al Tenu Ish Esochiv. And Rashi explains that that's referring to during the sale, you make a mechira from one person to the other, considering the fact that there is going to be X amount of years left till the Yovel, you should make the sale accordingly. You shouldn't overcharge and cause damage one person to the other. You shouldn't fraud him. The Pasuk says again in Pasuk Yudzayin, L'sonu ish es am Yisrael b'yireisim elokecho, k'ini Hashem elokechem. And Rashi brings from the Torah's Kohanim, whereas the first one is referring to a Noas Momen, which is also in the Torah's Kohanim. The second is referring to a Noas Devorim, that you shouldn't irritate somebody else, you shouldn't aggrieve him. Rashi gives a few examples that you shouldn't irritate him, you shouldn't give him a bad etzah, bad advice, which would be a benefit for you. And the pasuk ends off, who's going to know? Kadosh Baruch Hu's going to know? Be raised to Elokecha. Now, this pasuk is smack in the middle of the parsha of Yovel and the parsha of Shemitah. So the first one, in context, makes a lot of sense. When you're going to buy or sell Yadam Yisecha, and it's referring to the buying the soda, and you have X amount of years left, so you say there's a problem. Alternative issues on me. So don't fraud him, don't overcharge him or undercharge, etc. So it makes a lot of sense over here. What is this second pasuk over here doing? This pasuk is a pasuk of a Noas Devorim. Why is it the middle of the parsha of Yovel, the middle of the parsha of Shemitah? Why is it here? It's interesting about Baalaturim that the pasuk of Loisanu Ish es Amisoi, he says his Sefer Teves, Turnu Ish es Amisoi is Sefer Teves. The word, you mix the word letters around, the word Shtus. So it's 1/6 to hint to the fact that the Din of Noah starts by a Shtus. So he's clearly learning not like the Drashas Chazal that's referring to a Noah's Devorim. It's going on a Noah's Momen. It's saying a Noah's Momen is is up to a Shtus. One of the reasons why we irritate other people, we wrong them, we tease them, etc., is we lack a recognition of the value of the person. If I understand this person is a very, very important personage and a very chashuv person, etc., I wouldn't have the chutzpah, I wouldn't have the desire, I wouldn't even contemplate the idea of trying to make fun of him and irritate him and put him down and point out his negative faults, etc., because this person is way beyond me. The yesod of the concept of Shemitah is that we don't own the land. The Kadosh Baruch Hu owns the land. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the balabos. Then the Torah says, okay, now that you understand, when you sell, you have to understand that the item that you're selling is the item which belongs to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave you rishus to use it and to sell it according to the calculations of what its worth is. When you come and you deal with somebody else, the Torah gives an issur in Ostavorim, it says it has to be rooted in an understanding of the value of the person which is there. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is conveying that value, not you. And from that vantage point, there's no room and there's no possibility of a person being ma'ana somebody else, but Devorim, person understand, because he understands that Kadosh Baruch Hu, if Kadosh Baruch Hu's conveyor, that worth has to be significant and tremendous. The morale in his Pirush on Ovis, and Hamakaris Mekarmer in Perek Vav, when it goes to the Mem Ches Devorim, it says Hamakaris Mekarmer, if a person doesn't understand his value, he'll be open to many different elements of Einoah, people misleading him. But he understands who he is and what he is. He can never be misled. So the problem of Noah applies to yourself also. You have to always have to know the value of other people and also the value of yourself. Have a wonderful Shabbos.